back to my podcast. My name is Tamilore, and this is Solace. So if this is your first time here, welcome you guys. I hope you guys are good. I hope you guys have been all right. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about friendship, and I have some people with me today to like have this topic. It's like a part two of the last episode. So like, yeah. So can you guys please introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Remy.
Yeah, I'm Tony.
Hi guys, my name is Jeremy.
Hello, my name is Matthew.
My name is Jimmy.
Matthew David. Okay, so you guys, the topic is friendship. What is your POV on friendship?
Friendship?
Yeah.
So, I feel like friendship is very important for us to function as human beings, because we can't do everything alone. Like, you can't do everything. One person can't do everything. You need to be surrounded by people that think alike and do you have things in common with you so you can thrive in this life.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Remy?
I don't know, actually. I'm not in the right place to talk about this now. Let's see another POV.
Do you have friendship issues?
Like I said, let's have another POV.
Okay, so like who else?
I think friendship is, you know, like relationship to one and the other, you know, that involves giving whatever the other needs. Feel me? Yeah, that's why I want my ideal friendship to be. Whatever I'm in need of, you give me. However you need, I give it to you. Feel me?
What if it's something you can't provide?
Then the person should know before asking. What if it's a girl now and she knows that she can't provide, but I know she can provide, then I just collect her.
Okay. That yes, sounds useless. Wrong. Please, we're all same human beings here. Okay. Next person.
Remy.
Nula, what's your POV on friendship?
What do you think about friendship?
Friendship should be 50-50. Should be one side.
That's very true. That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
Very deep. But you know, there are like ups and downs to friendships too. It's not only the bright side. So, Remy, can you enlighten us?
So, I feel like when it comes to like ups and downs in friendship, like that's like how you know.
Sorry.
Okay, so I feel like the ups and downs of friendship, yeah, like that is like the real test of if that friendship can survive. Like if one person is like, you know what, I can't handle the stress, let me just deal. The other person is like, no, we can't fight for this. That's trouble.
But really, what would you say? Yeah. Do you think you need friendship to actually be successful?
No.
Yes.
You need people, but not friendship.
So honestly, sometimes your friends will be the last person to support you.
Okay, yeah.
I won't lie, your friends will be the last set of people to support you.
Yeah.
Honestly. But at the same time, like what my cousin told me when I was entering uni, that you need to make friends. You need to have a social life. Because they help, especially in like the life after uni.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, so like getting to know people is important, but like the thing of like our friends.
I have a question. How would you know if somebody is really good friend?
That's
deep,
yeah.
I don't.
To be honest,
at the end of the day, they will show themselves.
Yeah.
True. Your friends of 10 years can still do you shiggy. So you truly don't know, honestly.
And then you pray.
God is your real friend. And Jesus, give your lives to Christ, you guys.
Okay. Please, we're not like that.
Is we?
Okay, so have you guys ever been in situations where like you feel like your friendship is like you feel like you've come to the end of that friendship?
Yes.
And it's just because of like history that you keep like pulling and dragging that thing, even when you know that there's nothing there.
Every year.
Yes. Every time. Not every time, actually, just this.
Every
actually,
year. Well, like, I'm always having friendship
since
issues.
I came to Abua, just one person.
Mm-hmm.
One or two. Stop laughing and sloppy.
One or two people that.
You
like that.
2 years. That, oh no. This pig can't work in. But it took me a long time.
like as a mature human being, how would you separate? What's the healthiest way to separate from a friend? Like if you feel it's not working,
reduce weight.
That's not very good.
It doesn't work all the time. What if they see it as beef? Like you're moving.
Yes.
Like, cause they're secret.
That's the wrong way of friendship. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Just keep quiet and watch.
That's toxic.
You guys, if you have friends that you've told things to, don't go and be casting their secrets.
This is wrong.
What if they cast your own secrets?
Don't do it the same way.
No, listen. Sometimes, don't do it. Sometimes be the bigger person.
I bet fashion that bigger
thing. Listen.
Fashion the bigger thing.
No, but I mean, like,
if you cast a person's secret, you're twice as much as a loser as them. Why are you doing that? Just keep your fucking mouth shut and move your way. Don't do that.
Nah, imagine behind closed doors, man. I told you that I killed Tamilore. You killed Matthew. And then you go and tell everybody that I killed Tamilore. Then I will now not tell them that I killed Matthew. Go punish you.
That's different now.
That's different.
That's secret. That's murder.
Okay, let's not talk about that. Imagine I cheat on my babe and I tell you, as my friend, you know. I tell you. And you too, you're cheating on your babe too. And everything. Let's say we'll fight. You now go and cast me to my babe. You now be flourishing in your happy relationship. Sorry, I pity you.
No, actually, there's some things that you cannot just cast like that now. We're having small fight. Next, you're already casting. Casting.
It honestly depends on the person in that situation. And the person that you are beefing with,
Want to know how.
It depends on the situation.
You can't come and fuck up my life like that. You will be enjoying your own. No, you will be enjoying your own. Both of us will be fucked up.
I feel like there are some people that just. I feel like there are some people that just genuinely evil.
Yeah.
Actually,
like they are possessed. Like that's why there's a demon. There's a demon in them. That's why I feel like. And then, like, you just to pray to God, like, God shows.
Yeah, the spirit of discernment, that's what it is. Spirit of discernment. You guys, God is real, though. Please pray. Amen. Like, for real.
let's leave religion.
Another thing.
No, I'm not atheist, though.
Another thing is, just because your friend can't come through for you, doesn't mean they're not your friend.
Yeah.
Like sometimes they don't have substance. So
it's different if it's business, but when it's something that is needed, doesn't have to be physical. When it's emotional support, you should be there for your friend.
I said it's from that situation. People are going through something like very serious.
Exactly, and they can't just be there for you at that moment.
And then some other people will be like, you know what, this is my friend, let me just do it, and it goes wrong. Both of you are now in like worse places than you lived, like than you were before. Do you get?
I get.
I'm there for you. Like I leave my feelings aside and I'm there for you, and you start fighting with me. Oh God.
It's very God.
No.
All in all, that was deal with messy. Your deal, like. What's that thing? They say? Check out the log in your own eye before you move to one of those.
Period.
Okay, have you guys like ever been in a situation or like situations whereby like you know how someone is? Not all of them, like not all their parts are like good, but like most of their parts are good. Mm-hmm. I mean like emotionally.
When you say parts, you mean like characteristics?
Yes, like not all of it is good, but like those parts that are not like good.
You manage it.
Yes.
Nobody's
perfect. I bet when the management is ready.
Nobody's
perfect. But that kind of bullshit you can just take from your friends.
But what if there's something that you're doing as well to that person?
That's what we'll have a talk about. I'll say, I'm the kind of person, if I don't like it, I'll tell you. Just now I'm overlooking some kind of bullshit.
It's very, very key.
Better communicate to your friends. I pray you.
Don't be swallowing like nonsense. Let them know. And don't say like in
no, but sometimes keep quiet.
That, no, it depends.
No, sometimes just keep quiet.
I can't. if you know and I know that you know that what you are doing is wrong, I'm not going to talk to you about it. You are very stupid because you know that what you are doing is wrong. And why do you keep doing it? And you know, I'll be the bigger person. I'll be coming to meet you and tell you, oh,
no, exactly, that exactly. That's one thing. If in your friendship,
think about it.
I'm always the one coming to come and meet you about the problems. That means you're not invested in the friendship.
About it.
I'm very sorry.
Think about it.
You're cutting me.
You know I'm bleeding. You know it's paining me. And you want me to say to my mouth that, oh, it's stop paining me before you stop when you can see the blood.
Yes.
It can't be me, man.
At the same time, people are not that observant.
See, that observant.
No. Actually, no. It has happened to me and it's happening to me currently.
Yeah.
I was having a friendship issue with somebody, but I was the only one observing it and everything. Okay, where and ah? I was the only one observing it and everything. I told confronted the person about it. The person did not notice.
But the truth is that some people know what they are doing.
Actually. Yes, some people know what they are doing, but at the same time, they don't
that,
know.
Remember, don't you understand?
You just have to tell them and point out the
problems. No, there are some things that are obvious. Like, you know, these things are obvious.
If it's obvious, then you're dummy now.
Exactly, and me, I'll be overlooking and be keeping quiet. And then you keep doing
but
it.
But in your friendship,
quiet.
Once you see that you're the one always complaining, you're already observing all the bullshit in the friendship, you're observing all the little problems, and you're the only one that seems invested in the friendship, please drop that friendship.
Yes.
And if you talk to the person after it, let me say like once or twice, and you see the things still occurring, just slowly start backsliding and everything.
We're not saying fight with the person.
Anyways, me, I have problems identifying friends, so I can't really talk.
Or once
talk,
you see
honestly.
That the person, like, the person will say something to you and say another thing to another person.
Yeah, just end it.
I have another question. Like, is it right here? Yeah? Like, let's say me and Remy, we've been friends for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Feromi as well, we've been friends for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then both of them have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both of them now have an issue and everything, and they're going back and forth. But, like, me and, like, we've been close to each other separately.
Mm-hmm.
Like separate from each other, like it's not like Remy introduced me to her or anything.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do in that situation? If they can't settle,
you'll be friends with them separately now.
But what if they say a problem with that?
Because
when you're with Remy, she obviously wants to say something about Feromi this that, and you're there sitting down and listening.
For me,
you go to Feromi, she'll say Remy this that, you're there sitting down and listening.
For me, if. Let me say, you are the linkage, you are the bridge between two friendships.
You should be able to help them.
No, if you see that you've tried enough,
yeah.
And you being friends with them separately, they are angry about it. My dear, I honestly don't know.
I can't be angry with you, except for me, that person really did me that. If you are friends with someone, I'm not friends with anymore.
It's like,
the person might be different to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, have fun. But like, I won't be angry at you, except for me.
Not angry.
Like, you know, except if someone really did me dirty, like bad, then
I've been in a situation like that. Let me explain. So like, in that kind of thing, yeah, obviously, and I'm talking about like an entire, me being upset with someone that was in a friendship group. Like before I joined this group of friends, they have all been. And me, I now became obsessed with this person because this person did something very terrible. And everybody decided to like forgive this person. But because it's not the first time that this person is offending me, I was like, I can't do this again. I can't just be like, but chummy, like, I'm forgiving you. Do you get? And I was like, I can't like sit down and have this, like, I can't pretend to be your friend anymore. And I told everybody, at first it was kind of like an issue, like, all of us are friends, like, it'll be very awkward if both of you are like just there and you guys are not talking. And it was just like, if you guys feel like you can't handle it, let me know. If it's that I'll leave like this friendship group, then it's all right. Like my state of mind is very important to me. But situation where I'll be pretending and lying that, oh, I'm good with this person, it can't work. And eventually everybody went with the flow. So if it's like if people are not mature enough to like ignore what is going on, like, as long as everybody's friend, nobody's beefing each other, you just know that you can't be friends with this person anymore, I feel like you should be okay with it though. Like, they should be fine with it.
If you do me dirty and you're friends with my friend, okay, no problem. But I know for sure, because this thing happens every time, you still do that friend dirty.
Obviously.
It's going to happen. And I'm going to laugh.
Obviously.
Because it is what it is.
But I won't tell you, I'll let you experience it yourself.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
you people should check up on your friends too. Not yes. Friendship is not just by mouth.
Very, very important.
Not just by mouth. Too. Everybody, they may seem happy to you.
Even though it's like a general checkup on your story or anything like that. Just
know that you for your friends and your friends.
Just know that they are there for you. And again, just because you talk to somebody for 1 week straight. Exactly. Some of them are just people you know.
Yeah.
Not even acquaintances. Please keep that in mind.
Exactly. I've had that mistake before, and some important set of people made me realize that.
Another thing is not if you're in a friendship group with both male and female, like the circle is like males, I beg, don't go and date inside the friendship group. Don't go and date somebody at like another person inside the friendship. Don't know it's the end word.
Dating in a friendship circle.
Like say all of us as we are now, like this now, three boys, three girls. Say me and Remy start dating out of nowhere. Yeah, it will scatter everything. It will spoil it. Because when me and Remy will now break up, it will now be this kind of tension.
Jesus.
Like
Jesus.
How far
is
the first?
How
far am I here?
Now what? No, nothing.
Just be careful in general.
Yes.
And pray.
Yes. Let us.
People are evil.
Very evil.
Some people. Another like, one. So, don't always make your friends feel left out.
Yes. Facts.
Or don't even make your friends feel left out.
It
may seem normal to you.
Or you don't even know that
you don't notice that you're doing it.
Exactly.
Just like, carry everybody
else. Like, once the person, just be conscious about it.
It's so important.
Because it will make the person feel less of themselves. Man.
Yes.
And it's not a nice feeling.
It's obvious that you have, like, a favorite person in the group.
Not even group self. It does not necessarily have to be in a group thing. Generally, your friends. Generally, your friends all around, don't make them feel left out or anything. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not your friends you tell the same thing to.
Okay,
but when we say, Aunt Amlere, we're discussing something very important, like, but I not tell Fermi about it. But we're not in a room together now. Don't bring up that thing you want to tell Tamlere there. You now come and be talking in code. Or you now say, you not bring it up, and I'm like, hey, I'm like, that's in, I'll tell you later. You're making the other person feel very somehow. I will not even lie to you. You're making
you
the other thing.
Now, delete this podcast and stop it.
Yeah?
Don't delete the podcast.
Pause the podcast. Apologize. I didn't mean you should actually pause.
Oh.
I'm just letting you know because the person will feel very bad. Like, is it that you don't trust them or. You're just making them feel have some kind of low self-esteem, sha.
Another thing, that's just know, honest. Please, you guys correct me if I'm wrong. Everybody's not the same. Like when it comes to friendship, everybody's not the same level.
You can't treat all your friends the same way. I'm very sorry. You can't treat all your friends the same way.
And please, I believe that all of us, I mean most of us who are listening, are mature. So don't take it some type or don't feel some type of worry. You realize that.
Oh, this person and this person are closer than me. Yeah, it's person. Okay, yeah, it can happen, but don't make it a big deal out of it. Yes, it's normal. It's like, like what? Like I met her first, but why are you closer to her? Do you get it? Like, you obviously know, like, you notice the closeness, like the difference between how close this person and this person are, and how close that person is to you. It just happens. Some people just click, man. People have those things in common, like, you may not relate to another. Exactly.
But at the same time, don't make the person that links you.
Don't make it
feel somehow.
Yeah.
It's not about that. Okay, let me. For example, let's say, okay, Remy, you and I, let's say when we're in school, like we walk to CAF 2, and I introduce you to Twain. That's about what me and my friend with Twain. Then Twain collects your snap, and like you guys start talking and all, and like start vibing. But it's not as if you are hiding anything, though. Like you tell me, oh, Twain said this, and I will laugh with you and everything. And imagine I go behind your back and I'm telling Twain. Why would you be closer to the person I introduced you to?
Yeah.
Now it's different now.
That it doesn't make sense.
How you text the person?
Exactly. That one is just.
Man, you don't just make the person that made you guys friends feel somehow or feel very left out. It's very painful.
Yeah. Sha.
Okay. I think that's all for the podcast.
You guys. and she stays safe.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for coming and sharing your opinions.
We love all of you.
Don't carry friendship on your head. Wallahi, you regret
it. The moral of the story is that
don't carry friendship on your head.
Yeah, what she said.
And be mature. Express maturity in everything you're doing.
And communicate.
Yes. And
remember that you came to this earth alone.
But not to communicate though. Don't always be the one communicating.
That's very key.
You came to this world alone, though, and you are going alone.
Avoid one-sided friendships.
Yeah, and don't be fake. Don't be fake to your friends.
Enlighten words.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you
for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for coming to the podcast.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys.